In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. St. Thomas Aquinas said, "The things that you love to do indicate who you are." And this is very true, since we can find in ourselves things that we hate, things that we tolerate, and things that we love to do. And Lent should be a season that helps us to love God, to love others, and to love ourselves as we love others as well. And therefore, during this 40-day fast of penance, of almsgiving, of charity, Holy Mother Church provides us then with the Gospel of today, which in summary is something that we know and love and appreciate, where the great king divided the groups into two. One that was very dedicated and loving of God and neighbor, because they fed their neighbor, they clothed their neighbor, visited the imprisoned, and that is an indication of their love for God. And those on the other side, unfortunately, did not realize that they can love God in their neighbor by doing these simple tasks, of these little acts of delicatesse, of charity, of little courteous ways of giving that Christ-like example each and every day. And therefore, Lent, these 40 days, is an opportunity to really expound then this life of virtue. This life of virtue which, unfortunately, is not being proclaimed today, because everyone likes to say that virtues are not worth it, do not give you reward in a short amount of time. But remember that it is through the practices of these great acts, these little acts of humility, of chastity, of obedience to our Lord, of holy charity, that will increase in us then the spiritual organism that we have in ourselves, that will able to correspond then with our Lord. Because living the virtuous life more and more will help us to emulate more than the morality and the spiritual life of Christ Himself. It is no other than simply imitating Him more and more. And that is why St. Francis de Sales speaks of little virtues that all of us can do. Not all of us can be magnanimous, for example. So we can do little acts of patience. We can encourage others. We can try to be silent when we need to, in order to curb our pride, so that we can allow others to speak, then being spoken to. So these little things, whether we are in our younger years or whether we are more experienced in Lent, these ought to be the things that we ought to fill our day. Of course, too, we know that this penitential season, we ought to give up many things. And maybe our list is already quite complete, and maybe we're succeeding to do it as well. But let us not try to be like the extremists, especially that of the Mohammedan tradition, who celebrate a whole month of false fasting. You see, there are sometimes Catholics who might imitate that way of extremely fasting, but yet do not benefit from the fruit of fasting, because of the fact that they might like to show it, they might like to broadcast it, just like those who practice this Mohammedan practice of eating before sunrise, then fasting completely throughout the whole day, and at sunset to gorge back and fill their stomachs with more food. That is not the true sign of fasting. The way that the Catholic Church, especially in the Western Rite, has asked us to do is to be really in the mean of fasting. Not to be overly extreme, not to be overly lax, because it is through that middle ground which allows us to succeed in truly fasting for our Lord. And that is why too, Sunday normally is not a day of fasting, but the other 6 days do. And that is why that only 6 days of each week of Lent are counted as the 40 days of Lent. And therefore, let us not be so legalistic like those Mohammedans who simply fast because of fast's sake, not to better themselves, not to increase virtue, but just because they were told to do it of a book that is false. But we know that our Lord did fasting, and our Lord gave the example of fasting. And that is proof and authority enough that we ought to imitate that fasting, because it is for our good. And if we connect then the intention of our fasting to that with the intention of pleasing our Lord more and more, all the more fruitful then will be our sacrifices that we give up. But not just simply food that we ought to fast. We ought to fast from many technological items, for example, that might hinder our practice of holy charity. We might be very attached, especially to our cell phone, for example, to our computer, and maybe realize that we ought to have also that middle ground of using it correctly and well. If we overuse it, then we might forget that we can use other parts of our day for the family, or for others, or for the relief of the poor. And so therefore, it also ought to be a fast of these other things that do not come in our mouth, but what we see, what we hear, and what we speak. This is a complete fast. Not just simply a bodily fast, but also that of a spiritual, sensual fast, and also fasting from created things. Because our Lord is indeed eternal, and our Lord does come to us through the Eucharist. By evacuating ourselves from all attached things, we will be able then to connect more with our Lord. And also, it will fructify our prayers as well. Because one of the things that we can pray for are the needed things of today's, of the daily bread that we ought to have for today. But also, we ought to ask our Lord for the conversion of our heart, the conversion of our soul, the conversion of sinners, the purification of our being, probably also the relief from all the sufferings of persecutions. This ought to also to be the intentions in our prayers. So it does not suffice to simply be good, but we must also act towards that good, that finality of good, because it leads us then to our Lord. And as we see, those who have ministered to the least of our brethren will be rewarded greatly. And our Lord even said, if we even give a cup of cold water, they will be pleased in our Lord as well. So let us think about it. Lent is not simply in and for ourselves. It is also for our family. It is also for our society. But it is also for Holy Mother Church, which is suffering so greatly today. And that is why also the Prior General of the Institute of Christ the King has asked that we pray the Litany of Saint Joseph in order to ask for his intercession to continually protect Holy Mother Church. So let us then conclude today this gospel by really making a good resolution for ourselves that this Lenten season that has freshly started, this first week of Lent, this first Monday of Lent, we ought to really make it our goal that this Lent should be the best one that we have practiced so far. But this requires, of course, prayer. This requires fasting and penance, but especially that of almsgiving and holy charity that we profess and proclaim to others. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.